From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Khamenei says Iran nuclear deal with the West is not final. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is stressing that a framework agreement with the West is no guarantee a final deal will be reached to scale back Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting international sanctions. In an address Thursday, Ayatollah Khamenei said he is neither for nor against the interim agreement reached last week by Iran and six world powers, insisting the deal is unfinished and non-binding. Iran and the West have set a June 30th deadline to work out their disagreements. In comments that reflect another area of dispute, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry late Wednesday told PBS NewsHour that Iran must disclose its past alleged military-related nuclear activities if a final deal is to be reached.
They have to do it. It will be done. If there's going to be a deal, it will be done.
The U.S. government and many of its allies believe Iran's nuclear program is aimed at producing a weapon, despite Iran's insistence that the program is for civilian energy purposes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington is very concerned at Iran's support for Shiite rebels in Yemen, after reports suggested an Iranian naval fleet was headed near the Persian Gulf country. Iran's press secretary reported Wednesday an Iranian destroyer and another warship were headed for the waters near Yemen, where a Saudi Arabia-led airstrike campaign is trying to halt the advance of Houthi rebels. An Iranian rear admiral said the fleet will provide safety for Iran's shipping lanes and protect the country's interests in the high seas. This is VOA News. A group of Taliban suicide bombers armed with automatic weapons and dressed in military uniforms stormed a courthouse in northern Afghanistan Thursday, killing at least five people and wounding up to 30 others. Afghan security forces surrounded the complex shortly after the assault began in Mazar-e-Sharif, the capital of northern Balkh province. Local officials say an intense exchange of gunfire is underway. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who arrived in South Korea on Thursday, says Pyongyang's recent missile tests are a reminder of how dangerous the situation is on the Korean Peninsula. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is with the secretary.
The Secretary of Defense wants to show the support for a strong ally. Both of the countries that Secretary Carter has visited these past few days have been very strong allies. He's in South Korea now. Prior to this, he was in Japan, and he wants to help broaden the ties between these nations, and he wants to continue reminding them that, hey, the United States wants to rebalance to Asia. Asia is the place that's growing. Asia is peaceful now, so it's not always in the news, but we still have you on our minds, and we still want to continue working with you.
A human rights group says it has new evidence of execution-style killings by pro-Russian armed groups in eastern Ukraine and is calling for greater accountability for human rights violations in the Ukrainian conflict. Amnesty International said that the evidence is a new indicator of the escalating human rights crisis in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting with Ukrainian security forces for the past year. Amnesty says it has reviewed video footage showing the seizure and interrogation of a Ukrainian soldier by pro-Russian rebels. Amnesty says he was later killed in captivity. A French television channel says it was hacked Wednesday by operators claiming to be part of the Islamic State terrorist group. The director of French-language TV5 Monde said TV5 lost control of its TV station, website, and social media accounts. Television programming was back on the air within a few hours, but the website's operations were still on hold early Thursday morning. The hackers posted images of masked men on the TV5 Facebook page, warning French soldiers not to join military operations against the Islamic State. And after convicting Chechen immigrant Johar Tsarnaev of the deadly 2013 Boston Marathon bombings, jurors will take a few days off before deciding whether to sentence him to death or life in prison. After 2 days of deliberations in a federal jury trial, the jury convicted the 21-year-old Tsarnaev Wednesday of all 30 charges that he faced. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.